Rhode Island, welcome to ParentCast. It's a podcast dedicated to new parents, new babies, and their new lives together. So listen and relax because it's free, it's funny, and it's a lot better than therapy. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 16, sweet 16 of ParentCast. I'm your host, Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and I just wish everybody could see what I'm looking at directly in front of me right now.
What is it?
I'm literally going to take a picture of this. It's a picture of my darling wife. Hold on, here it is. I'm going to put this up. There it is. I just got the picture. Boom. It's my darling wife in curlers, and it is absolutely insane.
Like, I am pretty hot right now. Yeah.
I mean, like, smoking hot. Like, this is Playboy-esque. Ready.
I'm ready for it. Yeah. Well, anyway.
I'm going to put that up on the show notes when we get this.
People are in for a treat.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Getting to know Mary.
This is good. I mean, I was going to say that I'm glad that you're back home from your stay away from the house.
Yeah.
But this totally trumps that.
Well, the thing is that I'm going out again tomorrow. I'm leaving for New York and I need to get my hair done. And back when I used to not be a parent, it took me a lot less time to get ready. Mm-hmm. And now that I have this little toddler running around, I don't have time to get ready. So I actually have my curlers in my hair the night before so that I can get ready and have a little volume while I drive to New York tomorrow. So today's topic, for those of you who are just joining us, it is about parents and their friends who may not be parents yet. So kind of like our friends without children yet, our friends without babies, and those relationships that we have and how we work through all of that. It's going to be a really good discussion. But before we do, we want to actually talk about listener feedback from previous episodes.
The first piece of feedback we got was actually a really cool piece from John Kinnear. Who's John Kinnear, right? Well, he's the guy from Ask Your Dad blog.
Oh my God, yes, we based episode 14, otherwise known as What Parents Should Stop Saying to Non-Parents, off of his blog post.
Yeah, so he got a chance to listen to us finally and listen to the episode. And he was mowing his lawn and he loved the episode, thought it was fantastic. He said, thanks for the shout out. Yeah, it was a great job, it was well produced, it was funny. And we have a lot of chemistry, which is important because that's, I guess, why we married each other.
I hope so.
And he was sharing it on Ask Your Dad blog and he's looking forward to other episodes. And just by the way, he wanted us to know that he owns a Honda Odyssey and with a few wayward Cheerios in the back, but it's not so bad, although there's no wood paneling. So.
Oh, see, if he did, that would be the ultimatum right there.
Oh my God, the wood paneling. I don't think so.
Well, thanks so much for chiming in, John. We also had some feedback on episode 15, which was all about dental health for babies and toddlers. Rachel B. said, that reminds me that she's bringing her six-year-old to the dentist in a few weeks. So she's definitely going to be checking out our podcast in regards to that. Actually, our podcast topic reminded several people that they had upcoming dentist appointments. So we were really happy to see that we could help remind people and educate you about dental health.
Colleen F. actually chimed in and said that her neighbor showed up to her house with two of her favorite beers, homebrews, I guess. And the guy said that he could hear her daughter screaming from his house. And he thought that she might need those. And she hashtagged it. Judgment-free zone.
Girl, since you hashtagged it, we're going to bring it. Starting up the judgment-free zone.
Boom.
Well, Blake, I stink at cooking, and it's a really good thing that I don't brew my own beer because I hear that you have a really good judgment-free zone story this week.
That's right, I do. We already talked about how you went away earlier in the week, and my judgment-free zone comes from that time period.
How many things did you do incorrectly while I was gone?
I'm not going to name all of them.
Okay.
I will, however, name one of them. While you were gone, I fed Reese the same exact thing every single day.
Are you kidding me?
Without fail.
What did you feed him?
In the morning, I fed him bananas and blueberries. Maybe a corn muffin. Throwing that in there. Well, a half a corn muffin, at least. And then in the afternoon, I fed him a puree packet with some apple cinnamon cookies and puffs.
Very, very healthy.
Very healthy.
Yeah.
Dinner was puree in that rice, you know, that rice that goes in stuff to make like
the rice cereal that you give a 6-month-old?
Yeah. Yeah. Puree with rice and grapes. Sometimes grape, sometimes green, sometimes purple. I don't know. Throwing that out there. And more blueberries for dessert. And then to top it all off, milk before bed. Same thing every single day.
That is disgusting and totally meant for like a 6-month-old. He's 14 months old.
No, how's that meant for a 6-month-old? He's fine.
He's probably bored out of his mind. He wanted to use his own hands.
But that's not my problem.
I know.
I fed the kid. I made sure he was fed. He didn't die. He's still breathing.
Well, he is. And he's probably going to eat the same exact menu tomorrow when I'm gone.
Damn straight. That's my judgment free. Don't judge me. You don't know me.
We're going to get back into today's topic. So today's topic was actually generated by our listeners. We posted it out there and asked you what you wanted us to talk about and discuss.
And everyone voted on this.
Yeah, this was the big topic. So we have a lot of listeners who are parents, and believe it or not, some other listeners and friends who are not parents yet or don't want to be parents and they don't have children of their own. So there's this really big difficulty of how to manage these relationships if everyone doesn't have kids. So, Blake, my question to you is, what was life like for you before you had Reese? Like, what did you think about the friends of yours who had kids?
I never wanted kids. I never wanted to deal with kids. I never wanted anything at all related to kids in my house, in my car. I don't want the half-eaten Cheerios that, you know, John Kinnear talked about. I want none of that. And for all my friends that had kids, I actually kind of felt bad because their lives were overtaken by this little monster, you know, that was totally inhibiting their lifestyle. And I hated that. I wanted nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And I thought that I didn't have to do anything for them. I didn't go visit them as when their kid was newborn. I didn't like cook them dinner. I didn't really pay attention to it. I just was kind of like, all right, bro, when you want to go out to the pub, let me know and I'll go. And then after that, that was on them. I didn't really care. So that was my experience with kids. How about you?
I just kind of lived in my own world of my own drama and thought that, you know, relationships or things that were going on in my world were just as important as they were before having a kid. And I sometimes would get a little sad because I didn't see these friends that often. And I really felt like, what the heck? This is what babysitters are for. I really noticed that I was impatient with people and I just wish that people could come out and play a little bit more. And now I realize that babysitters aren't easy to come by and people are poor. So we asked different friends on Facebook kind of what their tips would be like. And Erica S., she said that parents love it if their friends come on over and bring them dinner and hang out and enjoy it at their house. How do you feel about that, Blake?
Well, I'm going to say this. Even if I didn't have a kid, come and invite yourself over and bring dinner. Yeah. If you bring dinner, you are my best friend.
That's right. This is really the way that we get to see all of our friends because Blake and I don't go out that much. We are either home with friends or we're home podcasting. We're really cool. But we have a lot of friends who will come by. And this is the way that we have continued to have our friendships is we say, hey, why don't you come on over when the kid goes to bed? Please don't mind that my house is a complete mess. And sometimes Reese wakes up and has a meltdown. That's a little embarrassing.
I know. But I would say this, though. The most important thing you could do is invite people over, especially after the kid has gone to bed. You know, invite them over so that way, because like you and I both know that there's no such thing as a conversation when the kid's up, because you're like you're half paying attention. You're not really engaged in the conversation because you have to entertain your kid. You're jumping up and down with them, or you're playing a ball with them, or you're trying to do whatever. You're not paying attention, so invite them when the kid is finally to bed. That way you can actually have a conversation or you could actually break out the wine and have a nice meal. You can do anything you want after the kid's in bed.
Even if you don't eat together, because sometimes you have to eat with your kid. If you get to have that friend that comes over who can sometimes stay up late, you know, you could even tell them, just bring over your pajamas, but definitely invite them over after your kid goes to bed.
Wait, what do you consider staying up late?
Oh my gosh, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. I was just going to say, the other day I had my buddy over, Jim, and we were like playing Grand Theft Auto, and I was like asleep on the couch by 10:30.
What time did I fall asleep on Friday?
Oh, 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7.
That's right.
That's how that works.
That was fun. So our friend Bonnie, she is a single kidless friend, and she really wants to know, when is a good time to call our friends with kids? She's always afraid that she's going to be interrupting feedings or a bath or playtime, and she doesn't want to interrupt people, so she doesn't contact them. But then she misses her friends, so she's kind of in this conundrum. When is it best to reach out to friends who have kids?
I would say just call anytime. honest to God, just call anytime. And then that, like look, if I can't answer the phone, I'm not going to answer, because either like I'm putting my kid to bed, or I'm feeding the kid, or I'm changing his diaper, or he's running train on my face by walking all over me and I can't answer the phone. So just call anytime. And when you call, leave a message or give me a text. And as soon as I'm able, I will text you back or I will call you back. So that way there's no confusion. Like, oh, make sure you call me by 2 o'clock. Like, what is this, a schedule? Come on. What are we doing here?
Well, people used to have schedules. Like, I know before I had kids, I was really good about texting people back. And I expected that of other people. If I didn't hear back from someone within a day, I thought, they're mad at me. Or maybe I said something incorrectly. Or maybe that was the wrong emoji.
Well, I still expect that. I still expect you to call me back. Like, even as a parent or a non-parent, I still expect somebody to call me back within that day. Or send me a text that day. Acknowledge me. Give me some sign from the gods that you have recognized my message and that you will get back to me. And that's why I always say, too, like, even if you're tired, take the phone call. Like, if your kid's asleep and whatever, and you have nothing to do other than just sit there in your own time, take the phone call if you're a parent. Because that person's actually reaching out to you. That person's taking their time to say, hey, dude, what's going on? How you been lately? I haven't seen you in 40 years because you got a kid. What's going on?
Oh, my God. I am the complete opposite. And I guess I'm just going to give a call out to all of my friends listening. I'm a really bad friend, and I'm sorry. I really only respond to people when I'm on the toilet and I text them. I am. It's true. If you're
That's
getting a text
hot.
Message from me between the curlers and now knowing when you're getting this text Ooh. Message conversation, you guys really want to hang out with me. Wow. I'm really making myself sound cool. But I don't have the energy to answer the phone a lot. I often am juggling a one-year-old. And then sometimes when people do call me, I am too tired and I really don't have the energy to talk. And I feel bad about it. And I've had to text some friends and say, listen, I'm sorry. It took me 2 days to get back to you, but I'm exhausted. I fell asleep at 7 o'clock, or my kid was eating my phone. Like, I just couldn't answer it. So I think, Bonnie, Blake's right. Give them a call at any point, but don't take it personally if you don't get a phone call back. Like, I think, especially parents, when they have these young kids that are just monopolizing all of their time, give them some leeway and just shoot them a text and be like, hey, I'm thinking about you. And most likely you'll get a smiley face back, or I'm thinking about you too.
Yeah, it may not be like an involved message.
Yeah.
But you'll get something back, most likely. And the other thing I found too is, I do a lot of my phone calls when I'm driving home from work. Now, I know that doesn't necessarily apply to everybody, because not everybody works. So there are some stay-at-home moms who listen to us or whatever. But if you're a worker, or if you're out, when you're in the car, call somebody.
That's when I used to call people. That's when I used to call all my friends, was whenever I was in the car.
Yep.
And now when I'm in the car, I have my child who loves to listen to one CD. And if it's not really loud, he screams the whole time. So I can't make any phone calls.
Yeah,
it stinks.
True.
I'm really excited about my drive tomorrow without the kid for 4 hours, because I'm thinking like, oh my God, I'm going to call these people. And then I realize I'm on the road at 7. So if any of you get a phone call at 7 a.m., you know why. Another listener wrote that her best friend has been married for 6 years this summer and has a 2-year-old, and she's still single, and her friendship has definitely changed, but would say it's for the better. She thinks it has a lot to do with finding time for just the two of you to stay close friends, usually when the baby's napping, and then incorporating the friend into activities with the baby. She saw her recently and didn't know the baby wasn't going to come, and she was actually upset. So I think Jess brings up a really good point. Some of your friends who don't have children yet love kids. They really do. And they won't mind adapting to your schedule or coming when the baby's asleep, or even coming on a Sunday afternoon to play with your kid at the park and just kind of chat with you while your kid goes up and down the slide. And sometimes they really do get these great bonds. I know some of our friends absolutely love Reese. Like, they miss him when they don't get to see him. So I think that that's really great, Jess. I think that there's other people like you, Blake, who didn't really want to be around kids. So maybe that was difficult.
Yeah, no, I hated kids, and I still kind of hate kids unless it's my kid. You know, I don't want to like touch another person's kid. I don't want to hold it. I feel like I'm going to break it. You know, what if the kid does something stupid, like it falls or like it pukes on me, and it's just not my, So I want nothing to do with that. So even as a non-parent, when I was going to see other kids or parents with kids, I wanted that time for us. And so what I'm saying is this. As a parent now, if you have single kidless friends, be flexible. You know what? If the kid needs a bath, skip the bath. Or if the kid needs, you know, eye drops, you know what? If it's not detrimental to his health, skip the eye drops, put the kid to bed.
But you know what's really tough is if you skip naps. Like, that's one time that I have difficulty when people want to go out, say, for brunch. I was a huge brunch person. I love drinking at brunch. I love going to brunch. You know what brunch time is? It's nap time.
Oh,
so I'm generally up at the crack of dawn. And by the time my friends are kind of waking up, I'm ready for my second breakfast.
What
I'm
are you,
like
a hobbit? Yeah, I was just going to say.
Oh, I totally am. I'm like Samwise.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
I'm ready for my second breakfast. They're like, hey, let's go and get, you know, Irish coffees. And
no, thank you. I'm busy eating elven bread.
Yeah, right? That stuff looked good. No, but then I have to juggle the fact that my kid's napping, or if he's not napping, if I do skip it, I'm going to have a hellion on my hands.
Oh, yeah. Skipping napping, that's impossible. You can't do it.
Yeah. So my suggestion is that if you do have the flexibility, work around your friend's nap schedule, the kid's nap schedule. Even go out and hang at their house while they're napping and bring over the Irish coffee. Lord knows the parents need it.
Extra Jameson for me, please.
The other thing is that sometimes you can get like a cool night out once a week or once a week, please. For me, it's like once a year, but like once a month maybe. But just know that parents just want to hang out, and it might be in yoga pants or in jeans or not have their hair done. Like, as Blake said, I'm in my curlers right now because I forgot how to do my hair. My hair looked amazing every single day before I had a child, and now it takes me 24 hours to do my hair. So if you can do some low-key stuff, go to that trendy bar every once in a while, but really know that hanging out on someone's porch with their hair in a ponytail is just what probably both of you want.
So. Yeah, no, I would agree, but hang out on the front porch, hang out and watch a movie. You know, if the kid is there, great. If he's not, if you like kids, then encourage the kid to be there because you want to see the kid. If you don't like kids, but you still want to see your buddy, figure out a way to, I don't know, work that out.
Man. When the kid's sleeping.
And when the kid's sleeping. That's the most, and I know I've already said this. I cannot stress this enough. Hang out with your kid, single kidless friends when your kid's asleep. It's the best way to see them.
Yeah.
And granted, they got to come over to your house, or you know, you got to figure out a time with your partner. They're like, okay, hey, look, I'm gonna Mary, I'm gonna go out to McBride's with my buddy over here. Can you stay with the kid while I go hang out with him for a while? You don't got to do any work because the kid's already asleep. I can go out and have a good time, and then we're all set. Everyone's happy.
Yeah, juggling is really key. Amelia S. said that she's kidless, but she tries to be mindful that her friends don't have as much time anymore. Mm-hmm. So, but she likes going to birthday parties, and she loves that their friendship is blossoming still, and loves hanging out with those parents because they're still her good friends. So I think this is great, Amelia. Some people don't like to go to kids' birthday parties. So you're one of these friends.
I don't even like going to kids' birthday parties, and I have a kid.
You didn't even like our kids' birthday party. You were like, when is this over? Checking your watch. Is it 2 hours
I'm going to keep ranking on your goodie bags. They were so bad. This is like the third episode in a row I've done that.
I know. I'm sorry. And we still have like 20 of them. God. Well, you know, and the thing is that If they like your kids, great. They'll see you more often. If they don't like kids, maybe you can see them when they're sleeping. But if not, try to plan some big events like birthdays. If it's your birthday, Amelia, or if it's someone's birthday, tell your girlfriend or your guy friend far in advance, hey, we're going to go out, get a sitter, or ask your partner to watch the kid because they would like to go out with you.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think the problem is that parents are so freaking busy that they just don't have any time to see other people unless it's a big event.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's like a birthday or it's, you know, grandma's annual cookout or, you know, it's a wedding or whatever. Unfortunately, you know, people are busy, man. We got kids. We got schedules we got to go by.
But everybody's busy. I don't think parents get to have that excuse. I think the difference with parents is often the sheer exhaustion because I used to be busy before I had a kid. I was very busy. I had a fun social calendar. I had work outings to do.
Yeah, but you're talking about things that you were doing, like social calendar stuff. You can't do any of that crap now with kids because you're stuck to your house when the kid's napping. And like when he was a newborn, you could tote him along because he would fall asleep. You would carry him. You could hang out with him. But now that you got kids, a kid that's a little bit older, and all you parents out there that have this style kid, that the kid that's a little bit older, you know, man, you have to plan your day around that nap.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
My suggestion, if you have a friend who has a newborn child or a child very, very young who's still in that little baby car seat, ask them to go out. Be like, listen, put your kid in the baby car seat and let's go to a really cool restaurant on the water. Mm-hmm. Or let's go do something fun. Or let's go to a fun evening event. Not like to a bar, but you know, you can go to places because the baby sleeps in the car seat. But you're right. Once the kid's a toddler, they're a menace.
You're screwed.
It's like... It's like letting loose a dinosaur. You gotta
hold on to your butts.
Oh. That's pretty much what it is.
Thanks, Samuel L. Jackson.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Oh, I got you. So Megan D. weighed in and she said, childless friends recognize our parent friends have a different kind of busy in their new lives. However, a simple I'm thinking of you text or quick note on Facebook that connects the parent friends with something their single friends posted makes it feel like you're still looking out for us and a part of our lives, or at least passively keeping up with our adventures. And this is something that I think I can improve on. Like, definitely. I'm on Facebook. I'm on it. And I should just be liking or commenting. And especially because I'm not someone who's able to answer phone calls or send these messages unless I'm on the toilet, which is like, what, once a day? Because mm-hmm. my kid screams when I'm in the bathroom. I can like a status on Facebook, send a little smiley face or whatever, because it will show people that I'm still alive and that I do still care. Even if it is over Facebook, it's something.
I really feel like what Megan is saying is actually really important, because these people want to talk to you and they want to be your friend. They actually kind of do. And as a parent, I want to be their friend too. And the thing that a parent has to do, in my opinion, is make sure that not every single conversation that they have is about their kid.
Yes.
You know, you were friends beforehand. You actually have some commonalities. Yes, you may have had a kid. Your life is altered. There's no way around that either. But actually have a conversation that doesn't involve your kid. And it's kind of hard to not do that, too, because your life is totally enveloped by this little, you know,
human
piss, puke, and, you know, poop factory. You know, it just, that's how it works. So you have to figure out a way to not always talk about your kid, but also you need to actually be diligent about blocking out time for your friendless kids. You actually have to work at it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people will sit there and say, well, if they don't have kids, I don't want to deal with them, because they just don't understand. And I can kind of get that, because, you know, you're not on the same mental level right now. Because you're so worried about someone else. But if you really want to be that person's friend, you have to work at blocking out time. And honest to God, too, this is something else I want to say about this. If your friend doesn't understand that you have a kid and you got your time is busy and you got things going on, and they're not working with you to be your friend, they really shouldn't probably be your friend, man. I mean, honest to God.
Or at least you need to take a little break. You know, it stinks. It's really tough. Or have a conversation. Don't even have a break. Have a conversation with that friend and say, listen, do you just not like kids? Because you know what? I actually don't like dogs. I don't like dogs. And when friends ask me out like, hey, let's go for a walk with my dog, I'm all set. I suddenly, I'm not really interested. Yeah. I don't want to hang out with dogs. And there are some people who don't want to hang out with kids, especially my kid. He was loud. He still is loud. He's a pain in the butt. When people say, oh, I'm busy, I don't take it personally.
Yeah.
But you might need to have that conversation.
And I think the thing to do, too, is be honest about that conversation. Be like, hey, this is what it was like before I had a kid. And this is how I felt. And kind of like what we're doing right now, right? Mm-hmm. Just be like, hey, this is how I felt before I had the kid. And this is how my life is now. And this is the schedule that I got to go by. And you really have to be honest with each other. And if that person doesn't get it, well, then you may have to reevaluate that relationship, because maybe they don't care about as much as you do them. And that sucks, but it's the truth.
You know, the other thing that's interesting, doing this whole conversation, it made me think about how I'm trying to put more effort into the relationships of my friends without kids mm-hmm. than my relationships of my friends with kids.
Now, why do you say that?
It's I know it sounds crazy. Well, naturally you're going to have play dates more likely with people who have kids. But I feel like other parents get it. Mm-hmm. I feel like other parents don't need the I'm sorry I haven't texted you, or I'm sorry I texted you a day late for your birthday message mm-hmm. because they get it. And hopefully they do. I would get it if someone dropped off the face of the planet for a couple of months and then came back up and said, hey, I had a newborn. I didn't really get to breathe at all. I ate pretzels every single day. Sorry we haven't hung out. I'm going to be like, hey, no kidding. You're fine. I ate goldfish crackers. You're cool. But if it's a person who doesn't have that going on in their lives, their lives are still the same. They still expect the same relationships as I did. So I feel like I need to put in a little bit more effort there to keep up that relationship, because it's important to me. And I know the other parents kind of get it a little bit.
Yeah. And I think you're right too. And we're going to reiterate what I said. You need to work at this.
Yes.
You know what? It's a job, and it sucks to say that, because people that don't have kids, they just don't get it. And that doesn't make them wrong. That doesn't make them dinks. It just makes them someone that they don't get it, and you got to work at it.
And the other thing is that sometimes I think people who don't have kids, if they do want kids, it's hard for them. It's hard for them to hang out with parents, say if they've been trying to have kids,
sure,
or if they are single and would love to have kids at this point in their life. Sometimes it's really hard for them to hang out with the parents. And it's really important for you to recognize that and to allow sometimes kidless time,
yeah,
just to check in with them, because they might have these goals or dreams that are not lining up right now. And it might actually be tough for them to be around a parent. Our cat is running around like a crazy thing.
A freaking psycho. I'm sure you could probably hear that in the background. This is why cats suck. I'm going to go back to this real quick.
Stop.
Cats are terrible.
Okay, stop. Our cat is awesome. Here's one thing I want to let everyone know who is listening who doesn't have a kid. There are a lot of times in my life where I'm jealous of you. And that's terrible to say, because I love my child.
Yeah.
I see them on Facebook going on vacations or going to a Red Sox game just because they got tickets. And it reminds me of that movie Frozen.
No. Please,
Queen,
no.
Queen Elsa, when she's like standing in her ice tower and Anna's there and she's like, Elsa, come on. And Elsa says, yes, I'm alone, but I'm alone and free. And I'm like, that's what these people are. They may be alone. They may not have a little baby with them, but they're free. They can go. They can drop everything and just go. And that's what I see. I see you guys as these beautiful Elsa queens standing on your tower, just like enjoying life, because there are no rules. There is no nap time. There is no colic. And you can do whatever you want. And I also think you guys are cool. I think you're so cool. I had no idea that anything was happening in Iraq right now. Blake and my dad today at Father's Day, they were like, oh my gosh, Mary, isn't that so sad about Iraq? And I was like, what are you talking about? Wait, what's going on? Someone else last week, oh, Mary, did you hear, like, what did you think about Kim and Kanye? And I'm like, what? They're dating? No, they're married. I have no idea what's going on. I don't even know what month it is half of the time. I am so uncool. I don't even have time to watch the Today Show or Good Morning America. I don't get to do any of these things. And I need to have more conversations with normal friends, mm-hmm, because the world is spinning. And I think that this is a reminder that whether you have parent friends or you have non-parent friends, you just need friends so that things like Iraq don't happen. And you're like, what are you talking about? I don't know what's going on. Because that's me.
You know, I also say too, for people that, you know, have newborns, like for the first 3 months, your life is it pretty much sucks. Like there's no way around it. Like you are totally consumed with your newborn.
It's like when you get hit by a big wave in the ocean and you're just getting ran over and over and you can't find out which way's up.
Yeah.
That's what you're like for those first 3 months.
And it's easy to get caught up in that as a parent, because you got this, again, you got this little puke factory that you're worried about, and he's, and everything that he says and everything that he does is a total sign of death. And then all of a sudden, you know, after 3 months, 4 months, things kind of start to normalize. And then you realize, oh my God, I kind of have to get back into my life. But you don't remember how to get back into your life.
No.
So kidless friends need to recognize that. And it's a little bit of a transition. And I think for you and I right now, our kid's 14 months old. We are starting to get back into our lives a little bit. We're starting that long journey. We're going on an adventure!
Yes.
You know? That's what it's like. And we kind of don't know what to do. We're not cool anymore.
We're not cool. We're not. Cool isn't even. I feel like I'm not even an adult human being. I really don't. I could tell you, like, who was the latest person on Sesame Street, but that is about it. Like, my social life or hanging out with these friends, you're right. But maybe this is a wake up call. These conversations are a wake up call to all of us to kind of reevaluate, how are my relationships doing?
Mm-hmm.
How's even my marriage doing? Do I talk about things that are not just a diaper? Like, oh, did you remember to put on the butt paste?
That's an extremely, oh my God, Oh my God.
Just relationships. That's it. It's like you need to work on these relationships. And when you're juggling a baby, it's really hard. And I think you're right. It's like once these waves stop passing you over, however soon that may be, maybe you have a really well-behaved baby and at 3 months you are rip-raring to go.
And I hate you for it, by the way.
Yeah, just don't talk to Blake and I. We are just coming up for air 14 months later.
I want to reiterate this point before you go on about talking about like just poop or diapers, you know, with your significant other. And I know this whole episode is about friends and everything, but oh my God, I was talking about this with you last night. You kind of lose track of each other, like you and your spouse.
Yeah.
You kind of lose track of like, oh my God, we're actually married. We were married before the kid. We were dating before the kid. And now you're sitting in front of me with curlers while we're doing a podcast. So what I'm saying is it's easy to lose track of all that crap. And it's easy to lose track of the fact that you are the foundation for your relationship. You are the foundation for your family. And if that isn't upheld, if that isn't, you know, patched up every once in a while, your whole family's going to fall apart because all you do is just talk about the kid. Some people forget how to have their own relationship. And I can't imagine that. So I try my freaking hardest to make sure we don't talk about the kid 24/7. Kind of reminds me of like when we were getting married, like all we did was just talk about the wedding. And then the wedding was over and it was done. And we were kind of like, what the hell are you talking about now?
Yeah, and that's what happens to people when their kids are 18 and go away and they're like, I don't know who you are. I married you, but it's been 18 years of just a kid. You're right. And how scary is that, that your marriage or your partnership can easily fall aside because you're so focused on your baby? Now think about what it's like with people who you don't even live with.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's why it is so important to A, make sure your relationships at home are strong, but you need to have these friendships because the people at home are going to drive you crazy sometimes and you're going to need those girlfriends to take you out so that you can just dance the night away until 10 p.m., you know?
You know, the one thing I noticed too is like when you go away or when you are off doing whatever you're doing and I'm home alone and I have the kid or whatever, it's like my time to be me. Mm-hmm. It's my time to do the things that I want to do. Like if I want to play Madden, I can go play Madden. Or if I want to read a book, or if I just want to sit literally in silence and say, oh, it's quiet finally, I can do that. But as a parent and as a friend with friends who don't have kids, I've also recognized that, yes, that time, that leisure time, that my time, that's my time. But I also have to work at including other people in that time.
Yeah.
Because I could always just stay in by myself and play Madden all day. I could do it. Totally. No problem whatsoever. But I wouldn't have any friends. I wouldn't even have friends with that have kids because I wouldn't be socializing. I wouldn't be doing anything. And I kind of want to do that. I kind of want to just stay in and be a little freaking hobbit.
Stupid fat hobbit.
And I can't. You shouldn't do that. You get to actually, when you have that alone time, yes, enjoy your alone time, but call other people and include them in that alone time because otherwise you'll never have friends.
No matter what, whether you have a child or don't have a child or wherever you are in the relationship, it's just going to take work. Yep. And it's just like any relationship when you grow up, you need to put in the work and you need to put in the communication. So I think that that's really what we're getting at.
I feel like my dad saying that, like, you got to put the work in, kid. Otherwise, you're not going to get anything out of it. Like,
but it's true.
Choices have consequences. Like, but you know what? It really is true.
At this point, you know, it's not. I long for the days of high school or college where you'd literally see your friend at the dining hall sitting down to eat. Oh, I'm really busy, but at least I see them while I have my French toast. Those were the days. Now you can go by and you'll be like, holy crap, I haven't spoken to my best friend in a month.
Yeah, I don't think I've spoken to my best friend in seriously a month, like legitimately.
I know.
And it's not that I don't want to or it's not that I don't care to. It just... That's the way it's happened.
So you know what? Tonight,
I'm calling him
right after we finish Game of Thrones. You should call him.
Well, it's gonna be like 10 o'clock by that point.
That's fine.
He doesn't have a kid. He's still up.
Yeah,
he's probably out drinking.
Yeah. Oh man. So I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. We really liked that you, the listeners, picked this and that you had a lot of feedback. I think Blake and I have learned a lot. And
yeah, doing the show prep and like honest to God, I was doing some research on this and trying to find ways to, you know, bring all this together, and I learned so much, you know, just like self-analyzing and testing myself, like if something, you know, passed the eye test. And a lot of the crap that I do, it doesn't pass the eye test, man.
No.
And I'm really one of those culprits of spending my time alone. And just, because I've always loved my time alone, but I really got to start including other people in that time. It's my time to actually get involved with other people other than just myself or my kid or you.
Well, I think you're going to. That's your goal. Well, now that we've finished our conversation, let's jump into our wines of the week. Blake, what are you whining about this week?
I hate cats. I really do. And I hate dentists. I really do. Uh-huh. But the one thing I probably hate more than cats and dentists, it's the World Cup.
Oh.
I hate the World Cup.
Oh, gosh.
The World Cup sucks.
That's like really fighting words with some people.
I know like half of the world is now upset with me.
Yeah.
And for any of you guys, I know we have listeners in like the UK and like Australia, oddly enough, and England. Guys, I'm sorry. The beautiful game, it ain't so beautiful. It's so freaking boring. I can't stand it. All you do is just kick a ball in the middle of a field all day. And like everybody that comes out now, especially in the United States, all these people are like, oh my God, I love soccer. It's so much fun. No, you're all pink hats. Nobody gives a crap about soccer until the World Cup starts. You're all pink hats. It don't matter. I'm going to tell you this right now, for all you people out there that like soccer, my kid is never going to play soccer. Never. Not once. No way, no how. It's not going to happen.
I just need to beg to differ. You said it's not a beautiful sport.
It ain't.
There was some BuzzFeed article about the top 20 beautiful men of the World Cup.
Oh my God, you got to be kidding me. Don't even bring up Ronaldo or any of those guys.
I'm just going to say, if you want to take a peek, Google that. It's worth it.
So I hate soccer. The World Cup sucks. Everything about it. I hate all the coverage. It takes over ESPN. Everyone's a pink hat. Everyone thinks they know what they're talking about. I don't know any of the players. I don't know the coach. I don't know nothing. And it sucks. I hate listening to it. I hate the whole game. Soccer sucks. That's how it goes. That's my wine. How about you?
My wine is that I'm so hungry. Blake and I have taken on the Whole 30 challenge, which is kind of like a paleo thing that you do for 30 days to reset your body. And I am starving. I am so hungry. We can't have grains, peanuts, sugar, dairy. And all day long, I've been wanting to steal Reese's food. Like, that's all I want to do. I made him mac and cheese today. I wanted to steal his food. We went out to lunch today. I wanted to eat his quesadilla. It has been killing me. You can ask Blake. I think I talk about food now more than I talk about my kid. And I'm only 3 days in. It's going to be 30 days.
You got 27 more to go. I got 27 more days of this crap to deal with.
Of me talking about food.
Yay.
It is. Yeah. So this is, I really am so hungry for my kid's food.
What was I thinking letting you convince me to do this stupid freaking diet?
I have no idea.
Hey, wait. No, time out. Wait. It's not a diet.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. You know what?
It's 30 days.
That's my 1B wine. This freaking diet. It sucks. I hate it.
Then why are we doing it?
I have no idea. You're the one who said, hey, let's do this diet. It's going to be great. No, wait. Sorry. Wait, no. Hey, let's do this lifestyle change. It's going to be great. No. No, this is the stupidest thing you've ever done.
Maybe we should quit right now and go get ice cream.
Give me a beer.
I know.
If this episode sucks, I'm sorry. Because
that's
normally
the other thing, we can't drink.
Yeah, we can't drink. Normally we have we're at least a half a bottle in.
No, I usually have a glass of wine. I'm drinking lemon-infused water right now. Lemon water. What? Because you can't even drink, you can't even have milk in your coffee. I put coconut milk in my coffee. Want to know what happens when you put coconut milk in your coffee?
What happens?
Some weird stuff floats up top. You have to constantly stir it. I need like 5 cups of coffee a day.
Oh my God.
This is not working for me.
Oh my God.
I'm going crazy. I'm already talking about food. So sorry, my wine is just going on way too long, but I'm really hungry. So if anyone wants to send me food.
We're pretty freaking delirious right now.
Oh my goodness. Let's talk about our wins of the week. All right, I'm done whining because I'm so excited.
Why are you excited?
I'm so excited.
And I just can't hide it.
Reese is walking.
Yes, he is. You know what? That was my win of the week, too.
Oh, you know, it's so exciting for both of us. We can share it. Yeah. I kind of want to get a Walking Dead sign, something about saying watch out for walkers, because that you're so pumped. You see him take his first steps and then you realize the world is his oyster and he can touch everything. Like he started to come over to our dining room table where there were steak knives because he used to not be able to touch up that high.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm like, oh, he can reach those knives. He can reach my laptop. He can reach all of these things. So I want to get little warning signs pins and put them all around our house to remind us
that
to put everything out of his reach.
You know what? This is 1C of my wine of the week. Like I said earlier, when he got up on the couches, that we were screwed. Oh, hell no. This has nothing on him walking around this house. We are totally screwed. 100% up crap creek, because now he is freaking mobile. What are we going to do? He's going to start running soon.
I know.
And I ain't good enough shape to chase this kid.
Well, especially because we're not fueling ourselves properly. I'm so hungry. I can't even catch him. He's so fueled by
I need carbs.
I do.
I need rice.
Oh, but we are so excited that he's walking. And we were just saying all weekend long that this kid is just growing up right before our eyes and so quickly. So that is our win of the week collectively. High five over the table.
There we go.
Yeah, man.
There it is.
Yeah. I feel like dreaming that I'm on like some beautiful vacation island, drinking my lemon water with a little umbrella inside of it. That would make it really fun, right?
But no coconut milk in your coffee, I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's so nasty.
That's so gross. You get like little floaties? Really?
I'm going to show you tomorrow morning. It is nasty.
Hell
so
no.
What is your parent pick of the week? You know, what tip or what product do you have to recommend to our listeners?
So we were talking about Reese getting older. And like growing up and like becoming a human. And
he's going to have to start shaving soon.
I know. Hey, Dad. You got your Gillette on you?
Old Spice.
Oh. Hey, where's the brute? You know? No, I was thinking about this. And the other day, I was looking at pictures of Reese. And I was looking at him and when he was like a newborn or a month old or 2 months old or whatever. And I'm looking at him in front of me as he's throwing food in my face and he's walking up a storm and he's screaming like a siren. How much he's changed. And as much of a pain in the butt as he was when he was so young because of all the colic and everything, I kind of long for those days. I mean, let's be honest. I longed because he didn't move. All he just did was just sit there.
Because we could put him in the car seat carrier and go to a cool restaurant.
Like, shut up, kid. Go away. You know, I do long for those days because he was so small. And I look at people with like newborns now or really, really young kids and they're strapped to their bodies. And I'm kind of like, oh.
They were tiny.
They were so small.
Well, that's how little our cat is.
And freaking cat. Oh, my God.
So what's your pick?
Well, my pick is this. Take a picture of your kid maybe once a week or maybe at least like once every other week and then archive those pictures because it's so easy to get lost and so easy to not take pictures because you're running around like freaking Batman and you're trying to like, you know, scale buildings to help this kid from not killing himself. But you forget to take pictures and you actually enjoy your time. Take videos. And we suffered from that. I know we definitely did.
Especially when times get tough, especially if your kid does have colic or if you're just going through like a sleepless phase, you will gloss over taking those pictures.
Oh, easily.
Right.
Because it's not in your forefront of your mind. And that's why I'm here to tell you, take pictures of your kid at least once a week or once every other week. So that way you're not missing anything. Or at least take a video. See how he sounded. See what he looked like. I was looking at video of Reese when he was like a super newborn. And the way he like moved and the way his little noises were
he's
and everything.
Like a fish.
I know. And then all of a sudden he just would cry unstoppably because the colic, which I think we're going to do one of our episodes on relatively soon. But yeah, it was so cool looking at all that. So please do that. Take pictures or take videos of your kids at least once a week. How about
you? My parent pick is to make a date with a friend. So if you have kids of your own, find one of your good friends who does not have a kid and actually go out with them. Most likely, hopefully, they've been coming over and maybe you're doing this after dinner get together. Mm-hmm. But go out and tell them, thank you. Thank you for staying my friend, even though I've dropped off the face of the planet.
Yeah,
because
that's really
is really important to acknowledge that. It's hard on your relationship. So go out with their friend, even if you only go out till 10 p.m. Go out and tell them you appreciate them. So that is my parent pick of the week.
Dexter me.
Everybody, we are so happy that you participated in this episode. It was great to hear the listener feedback, and we actually have a bunch of different suggestions thanks to you. If you want to contact us, head on over to our website. It's called parentcastpodcast.com. We always have fun little pictures up there, and you can either listen to the episode there, or, you know, just learn more about the show.
Or you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/ParentCast.
We also are on Twitter. It goes to both Blake and my phone. So if any of you tweet us, we both are like, oh my God, someone just tweeted us.
I don't do Twitter. I'm sorry. Kidding. I can't. I do Facebook, but I don't do Twitter.
Yeah, it comes up on your phone. I downloaded it.
Oh, I know. I don't do it. Legitimately, if someone replies to you on Facebook, it's probably me. If somebody replies to you on Twitter, it's probably Mary.
So you can tweet us. Our handle is at ParentCast.
And then you can also get us on email at parentcast@gmail.com.
And don't forget, guys, we are up on iTunes and Stitcher. So if that's how you listen to this podcast, we would love, 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 love for you to go and review us. We will read your responses on air if we love them. But it's huge for us to get recognized in iTunes. So if you do listen through iTunes, just take a minute and write us a review.
Are you going to keep singing like Elsa? You going to keep doing it?
Oh my God. Yes, I'm alone and free.
This marks 274 straight days that somehow, someway, Frozen was sung in this house.
That movie was made for me. I love snow and I love Disney.
Oh my God. You know that movie is actually the fifth most grossing movie of all time? It's past Iron Man 3. It's like right behind. It's literally right behind The Dark Knight and Titanic.
You want to know what I want to say to you about this obsession?
What?
Let it go.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's get out of here. So, Blake, what's coming up next week?
Next week? Colic.
Colic, ladies and gentlemen. Learn all about this amazing thing. By amazing, I mean it's painful.
It's terrible. So get us the feedback. You already seen it now today for this episode. If it's good, we're going to put it on the air. And if it sucks, well then, as always, you left out. Later.
Make sure you call your friends.
Stop singing Frozen.
Let it go.
No.
Let it go.
I hate that song. God.
ParentCast is a Tall Mom Media production. Please do not take anything that we say as true facts. We are not specialists or really anything. We're just parents who are trying to figure this thing out. So research things on your own.
Don't sue us.
Please.
What for?